Are you ready to wow your friends with trivia tidbits about your favourite books and authors? Join me, Jess.
And me, Rachel.
On our new Book Trivia Podcast.
Each episode, we kick off with some fun book trivia, then dive into our featured read with plenty of juicy behind-the-scenes insights.
If you love books, authors, and a side of silliness, then why not give us a listen?
Find us at booktriviapodcast.com or on Reddit, Instagram, and Substack, where we are Book Trivia Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Three Fates Decide. My name is Sam, and I am here with my two co-hosts, Liz and Mary. Say hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
And for our first episode of 2023, we figured we would pop culture, what's coming in 2023. We're going to not hit everything because there's a heck of a lot that's coming, but we're going to try and hit some of the major ones, the more anticipated films that are coming. And then just a little thing, we're going to talk about obviously a lot of the superhero Marvel, DC comic movies. As of right now, a lot of things in terms of DC is up in the air, where they actually may still pull some films that are scheduled to come out in 2023. So what we say in this recording may not be true down the line. So a little warning there.
Take everything we say with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
When it comes to DC, anyway, at least.
Yeah, with DC, because they are just in a whole unknown world right now. So who knows, tomorrow DC may be gone forever.
You think you know what we're going to talk about.
And welcome back to Three Fates Decide.
It just sounds more dramatic that way.
All right, so this week we are going to be talking about...
But just when you least expect it, we changed the game.
One Will Smith slapped Chris Rock.
I mean, we always celebrated Easter.
Harry Potter the Half-Blood Prince.
So we're going to do another free talk, freestyle thing, no planned discussion.
At the end of the day, only one thing matters. We decide.
We're going to hit the main highlights.
That is the thing of what we were saying back in that episode.
Quick recap.
Three Fates Decide podcast.
Yeah. Actually, like I was saying, like before we start recording, was that like a few days before we were actually recording, it was announced that the Flash movie was going to be moved up by a week because... The story I heard was that their internal test screenings for the movie were apparently really good. So the real issue is like Ezra is a potential problem with the promotion for this movie because of all the controversy they have been involved in the last like year, couple of years. But otherwise, this movie is supposed to be very good, but we'll see what happens with that.
Yep.
So we have quite a few different lists that we're going off of here. So I'm going to start with the Movie Insider one because that has a couple of dates so I can give some of the bigger movies that are coming. Now, the whole thing is that I've noticed as I'm going through this, a lot of these movies and stuff are only in limited theaters and then they're going straight to streaming, which seems to be like the new thing.
New normal.
Either they're going straight to streaming or they're in theaters for a short amount of time. And then going straight to streaming a week after. I know of one just because I personally am excited for it, but that is literally in the theater, I think only for a limited amount of theaters for a week, and then it's going straight to streaming the second week. And it's like, why bother? I'll just wait the extra week until it comes out.
Who knows?
I guess it's based off of what they think, which movies are more likely to actually earn a pretty good chunk of money.
And this is an Apple original film, so of course they're going to put on Apple TV. It makes sense. At least it is going into the theaters for a little bit, but it's only selected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But okay. So for January, now I've always heard January, these movies are like forgotten ones because you just had the big box office ones come out Christmas. So ones that kind of come out early January, no one really thinks about, I think, after a week.
Right, and they're not even eligible for the Oscars, I think, until next year. They're rushing to get them out in November and definitely December to make it.
So it looks like the biggest movie coming out on January 6th is a horror movie called Megan. It's a Universal Pictures. It'll be in theaters. There's a bunch of limited theater ones, drama and adaptations, and then straight to video on demand or Netflix. Really not until the middle of January you get anything. A Man Called Otto, The Devil Conspiracy, Plane and House Party, which is a remake, and I swear to God, if they ruin House Party, I'm gonna scream.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Because I love the original House Party.
Yes.
Please don't ruin it. And then the next big one's coming out January 20th, Alice Darling, Missing, and A Snowy Day in Oakland.
Then Left Behind, The Rise of the Antichrist is a sequel that's coming out in the end of January.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I couldn't tell you.
Let's see. And then we have Distant, which is a romance movie coming out at the end of January. And then nothing really big until February, which is 80 for Brady, which is based on a true story, and Knock at the Cabin, which is a thriller.
Mm.
And then February 10th, Titanic.
Is a re-release.
Post 3D. Like, really? They're doing this?
Yeah, I don't know.
They're going for it?
Cameron needs more money, obviously.
I guess so. All those Avatar movies don't do enough. And then Magic Mike's Last Dance.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of fangirls are waiting for that one.
Yeah.
Probably not me, not so much.
I saw the original. I saw the first one. That was fine. I was okay.
It was okay. The second one was stupid. And then I'm pretty sure this one is going to be even worse. So, yeah.
I mean, it sounds like it's like the last one. At least they're not going to do 50 of them.
Thank God. I'm sorry.
And then, as I mentioned, the one I'm actually excited for because Bastion Stan's in it is Sharpers coming out February 10th. Limited theaters. And then on the 17th, it'll be out on Apple TV.
Yeah.
February 17th, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's I'm very interested in seeing. And there's one more coming out that I'm quite interested in seeing. I'm curious about it.
Mm.
Good to finally get a proper introduction to the new Thanos.
Yeah.
I mean, we got hints at him in Loki and we met his variant, but we get the actual dude himself showing up.
Yep. And also Of an Age, which is a coming of age movie, will be out on the 17th. And then closing out February, we have Mummies, which is an adventure movie. Cocaine Bear, which is a horror movie. And Jesus Revolution, which is a drama. That sounds interesting.
Yeah. I'm actually interested in the Cocaine Bear because I'm a huge Ray Liotta fan. And this was one of Ray Liotta's last movies, if not his last movie that he made before he died.
Oh, okay.
So I'm quite interested in seeing what's going to happen with that one.
Yeah.
At some point.
All right. So for March, we have Creed 3 coming out on March 3rd.
That really could be interesting because you have Jonathan Majors and obviously Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah. Yeah. March 10th, 65, which is a thriller. Inside, which is a psychological thriller. And then Scream 6, which is a horror film. And I'm contemplating on Scream 6 because Neve Campbell is not in it. And it just doesn't seem right. There's no Scream without Neve Campbell. Sorry. Sydney Prescott must be in Scream.
It does feel kind of odd thinking about that.
What's the point? Everyone's trying to kill her. I get why she said no. I get it. They treated her like crap. They weren't going to give her the money she was owed, so she walked away. That couldn't have been easy considering this. They're saying this is the definite last Scream movie.
I mean, is it really a Halloween movie if Jamie Lee Curtis is not in it?
Exactly. No, exactly. That's exactly it. Like, you don't, there's no Scream without Sydney Prescott. Ev Campbell's got to be in it. Sorry. So I doubt that one will do as well as the one that came out this year. Then March 17th, we have Shazam, Fury of the Gods. We'll see about that. But I haven't heard anything about this movie. So that one might be okay. We'll see.
The DC movie, we'll see.
Exactly. We'll see.
We'll see. I'm taking it with a grain of salt that we'll actually even see the movie. Because yeah. DC, get your stuff figured out, man. Come on.
Seriously. March 24th, John Wick 4, Champions, A Good Person, and an Untitled Universal event. Don't know what that means.
I don't know.
There's some sort of Universal movie that is going to come out on March 24th that they do not have on this list, so I cannot tell you. Sorry. And then closing out March, Dungeons and Dragons, Heart of a Lion, and 1001. I can see Dungeons and Dragons doing well.
It's either going to do good or it's going to do bad. It's one of those movies where there is no in between here.
Yeah.
I'll be interested in seeing it, like when it comes to TV or streaming. I won't go to the theater to see it because I refuse to go to the theater to see movies anymore because it's gotten way too damn expensive for that shit.
Yeah.
So if you're going to pay that much, why don't you just buy the movie?
That's usually what I do. I just wait and I buy the movie and then I watch it 3 times and I've made my money back.
Yeah, that's true.
From what I would have spent at the theater watching it once.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously, if they're going to make you pay $20 or whatever for like an adult ticket, you may as well just buy the movie. That way you can watch it a billion times if you wanted to. And then nobody can say anything about it.
I don't know if you guys want to skip around a little bit to ones that we know, which we can do.
One I'm looking forward to coming out that's coming out in April on April 14th is Renfield. Mm.
I heard a little bit about that. Yeah.
Because it's based on Dracula's thrall. Because if you remember in the book and in the movies, Renfield was in a sane asylum.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you, one of the only Dracula movies that I've actually watched is Dracula Dead and Loving It. But Renfield was in there.
Yes, he is. But the thing that's going to be confusing is, well, I shouldn't say confusing, is going to be interesting, is that Nicolas Cage is playing Dracula in the Renfield movie.
Mm.
It's a horror comedy.
Mm.
So
it could be either really good or really terrible again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm holding out hope because I like Nicolas Cage. I'm hoping it'll be on the better side.
I like him too, but he does have a lot of stinker movies.
He does.
Yeah,
but we'll see.
I think Nicholas Hoult is in it as well.
Yes, he's playing Renfield.
Oh boy. Also coming out in April is Super Mario Brothers. And I remember when I heard that they were doing this, I was annoyed because I love the original. It's an animated movie, so it doesn't tick me off as bad, but I don't know how I feel about Chris Pratt and Mario.
Mm.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Let's see. Evil Dead Rise is coming out in April.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a teen movie called Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
Ah, yes. I never actually read the book, though. It was one of those books you were supposed to have read when they were in middle school or whatever.
Yeah, I don't think I read it either. Doesn't sound familiar.
It's one of those coming of age teen girl kind of stories. I think it was a bit controversial because I think one of the things that gets talked about in the book is menstruation.
In May, we have Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be curious about what exactly that one is about. We saw the trailer. You get a very quick look at Adam Warlock in it.
Yeah, it was very brief.
Yeah, I had to watch it like 3 times to even realize that was him that popped up. And it was only because, like, articles pointed that out.
Yeah, because you missed them, like, at first. There's a new Fast and the Furious movie, Fast 10, or X. I don't know if they're going by 10 or X. Which, please let this be the last one, for the love of God.
That's just what I was getting ready to say. This is a horrible choice of words. But it should have died when Paul Walker died.
Finish that movie, and then, yeah, it should have been done.
That should have been it. And don't get me wrong, I love Fast and Furious. I mean, I've watched all of the movies, but Paul Walker was such an integral part of that series. When he died, it should have died. It should have been done.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then one I'm super, super excited about is The Little Mermaid is coming out at the end of May, Memorial Day weekend. It'll be out. So I'm really excited about that one. That I will go into the theaters to go see.
I'm reserving judgment on that only because I'm not usually a big fan of live action remakes. That's my thing.
That's fair.
That is very fair.
Has nothing to do with any of the people that are playing in any of the movies because I have no problem with her, with them representing more people of color and all that. That's awesome. It's just, I'm not usually a huge fan of live action remakes. The only one that I can say that I thought was maybe semi-good was probably The Lion King.
Which was still computerized.
Yeah.
It always made me laugh. They're like, oh, it's a live action. No, it is not. It is just another kind of animation.
Yeah. But it looks more real than the animated drawn cartoon version. And that's the reason why I think it's the only one I actually liked.
Yeah. And then in June, we have Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse.
Oh my gosh. My friends and I are pretty excited about this one because we saw Into the Spider-Verse in the movie theater. We loved it. It's arguably the best Spider-Man movie, that one. So listen, Tom, Andrew, Toby, you guys were great. Okay. You guys were great. But there's just something about Into the Spider-Verse that felt like it was so good. Arguably the best Spider-Man movie ever made thus far.
Mm.
So my friends and I were pretty excited about Across the Spider-Verse, but I don't know if I'm going to try to get together with them to go in the theater and watch it or not. But yeah, I'm excited for this one. So good.
There you go. Let's see, we have Transformers, Rise of the Beasts.
God, can this be the last Transformers movie too?
How many different ways can you make it? Anyway.
What are we up to for Transformers? Like 5 or 6 now?
I don't even know anymore.
I think so. Don't forget, they've also changed everything. Not like the same story.
I watched the first one with Shia LaBeouf before he became problematic.
Yeah.
Saw the first two.
Yeah, I saw the second one too.
Yeah, I saw the first two. I have the first three on DVD. I have not been able to make it through the third one because I'm like, this is just the stupidest stuff I've ever seen. Eh. That's my on that one. Eh.
Let's see, we have a Disney movie, Elemental, coming out June 16th, and that's going up possibly against The Flash, which is a DC movie. So again, we are not 100% sure if that'll actually happen.
Right.
And I don't know how well it'll do because I think people are over Ezra and their shenanigans.
Yeah.
Like every article is just worse than the one before when you just don't even realize that's even possible. It could get worse. It gets worse.
It hasn't been talked about in a while after they got arrested. So it's very possible that depending on what happens between now and the beginning of June, they may be hoping that the general public, which is the key thing, is not going to know one way or the other what's going on with Ezra. And they may possibly keep Ezra out of the promotions or minimize their appearance in the promotional aspect of it just so that it doesn't come up in conversation, all the trouble they got into.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
Could be.
But who knows what DC is actually doing because they have not done a very good job with their PR.
Yeah.
Which we've talked about.
The only thing that I can see that I would actually be excited about The Flash is that they have Michael Keaton coming back as Batman.
Ben Affleck is also in it.
I know. Well, fuck Ben Affleck. Michael Keaton is coming back as Batman Bruce Wayne. He may be the older Batman Bruce Wayne, but by God, he's coming back as Batman Bruce Wayne. All of my childhood dreams have come true.
I'm still upset about Batgirl, that we were going to get to see him as Batman, and they teased us and they took it away. Damn you, DC.
I know. They have Supergirl in here instead. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. And then to end June, we have Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
Yay. Sorry. I like Indiana
Jones. God, I hope he doesn't injure himself.
I do too. And as much as I love the Indiana Jones films, please, dear God, let this be Harrison Ford's last movie as Indiana Jones.
Yeah, they says the last one.
Yeah.
If they ever make any more, please let it be somebody else come in as Indiana Jones or as his son or something. And do not let it be Shia LaBeouf as his son ever again.
Or the Avengers of Young Indy.
Oh, that's true.
That would be good too. I would take that. I would be okay with that.
I'm sorry. The first three are the only ones that are worth anything.
Yes, the fourth one was campy fun, really.
Yeah, so we'll see how this one goes.
I expect campy fun again.
Probably. And then that's going up against Harold and the Purple Crayon, which I remember as a child.
I do not remember this.
I've heard of it.
Never heard of it.
And then in July, we have Mission Impossible coming out July 14th.
Mm.
We have Barbie coming out July 21st, which I want to see just to see what's his name in bright pink.
Ryan Gosling.
Thank you. I want to see him with the plastic look. As Ken.
Yeah.
Those set pictures were not impressing me.
No, but I just think it'll be so funny. I just think it's going to be so funny and stupid that it's going to bomb. But I still want to see it just to watch the car crash.
Yeah.
And I like Margot Robbie. I do like Margot Robbie. But what were you thinking?
Yeah. I'm more interested in seeing Oppenheimer.
Yeah. I was going to say that too. Yeah. It has an impressive cast.
Does.
I think Oppenheimer is going to be one of those movies next year that you are totally going to have to watch out for the Oscars.
Yeah. I mean, you've got Cillian Murphy, Robert Downey Jr., Matt Damon, Emily Blunt, Florence Pugh, Josh Hartnett, of all people.
I know. When I saw that, I was like, oh my God, he's back.
I know. Kenneth Branagh. Oh my God. Rami Malek. Holy fuck, my life.
Yeah. It's a cast, man.
Seriously. I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah, because I remember during the summer, I didn't really share it on the Discord we made for our show, but definitely the other Discord that Sam and I are both on, I did post periodically all through the summer. Almost every other day, they would keep announcing, oh, this actor is going to be part of Oppenheimer. This actor is part of Oppenheimer, blah, blah, blah. It was like that day after day, week after week. I'm guessing because of how many people are involved in the Manhattan Project and other parts of Oppenheimer's life, they probably have to cast a lot of people in this because that's why there's 20, 30 actors being mentioned.
Yeah, like big name actors. It's crazy.
Huge names that are coming in.
Yeah.
And so that one I'm very excited to actually see because I know it's a biography and it's about Robert Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
I think it's his full name, J. Robert Oppenheimer, and the atomic bomb and all that. But it is going to be so interesting to actually see how they handle and that part of his life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's going to be so interesting to see, honestly. But then again, I like movies like that.
Yeah, me too.
It is a fantastic movie, but I can never watch it again. It's Schindler's List.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
I've seen it once. It was so well done and so moving. I can never watch it again. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah.
And The Boy in the Striped Pajamas is another one. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Basically, most movies about the Holocaust, because you just can't help but get choked up. Like, it's just so horrible.
Oh, yeah. It's just waterwork. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then The Marvels is rounding out July.
Yes.
I thought it was really interesting how July, there's not that many movies coming out.
I know. Yeah. When I saw that, I was like, wow, that's it. Okay. Even August, there's not that many.
Yeah.
You got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which, Jesus. Again, leave it alone.
Seriously, that's just what I was thinking too. I was like, no, like, no.
The original two were so good. Leave it alone.
No more.
You got Meg 2, which I will never see.
No, because I never watched the first one.
Me and my shark-infested dreams don't need that in there.
Exactly.
Haunted Mansion is coming August 11th.
Now, that is a remake, and I'm cautiously optimistic on this one. Cautiously optimistic.
Yeah.
Because I honestly do not think you can get better than Eddie Murphy.
True.
But we'll see. What is this?
And Turismo, The Last Voyage of Demeter and Blue Beetle.
The Demeter. I was looking it up. The story of the ill-fated cargo ship chartered to transport Count Dracula to London.
That's why it sounded familiar.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, what the heck?
Because the name of this ship, because you could tell from the title, it's supposed to be like a ship of some kind, right?
Well, yeah.
But the name sounded familiar, but I couldn't put my finger on where did I hear this name before.
Yeah, I know. That's why I had to look at it. I was like, what the heck? It'll be interesting to see when it comes out on TV. Sorry. I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm curious how Blue Beetle is going to turn out, which is one of the last movies coming out in August, because that's another DC character.
Right.
From what I remember, Blue Beetle's not like a major DC character. So I'm going to be curious how that actually does, because it's not one of the A-team, if you will.
Right.
So
maybe that's what they need to get their ship back on route.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Back in its lane.
Yeah,
maybe.
Because right now it's looking pretty dicey. So maybe they need the lesser known DC characters to start making their appearances and start maybe getting the hype back for DC movies. I'm always going to be a Marvel fan. Always. I'm hardcore Marvel girl. But I do enjoy Batman movies and I do enjoy Superman movies. So it'll be interesting to see how they can bring in other characters besides the well-known Batman and Superman.
True.
Hmm.
And Wonder Woman and Flash and all those ones that everybody knows. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For September, we have The Equalizer 3.
They need to stop making those movies.
The Nun 2.
I've never seen the first one.
Haunting in Venice. And The Expendables 4.
They need to stop making those movies. I'm sorry. Those men are getting way too damn old to be doing these movies.
Now, I'm guessing there's going to be more that pops out as time comes, because from like July on, there's really not a lot on this list. The only thing I could think of is that people just haven't decided and they're going to put their movies out. And obviously, there's still time to add to the end of 2023.
So. Okay. I was going to say Sylvester Stallone better be in this damn movie. I was going to be pissed if he wasn't.
Let's see. For October, we have Kraven the Hunter, True Love.
I'm kind of interested on Kraven the Hunter.
Yeah, I'm interested in that one too.
Yeah, because Aaron Taylor Johnson and Russell Crowe, that'll be an interesting.
Yeah, because some of those set pictures and set videos, it's a little confusing as to what's going on, because I think there's some short video going around where it's the blue screen thing or the green screen thing. And the costume Aaron is wearing looks more like one of the Spider-Man suits from No Way Home or whatever. So that's what's creating some confusion as to what the movie is going to be about exactly.
The plot: Kraven the Hunter, aka Sergei Kravenoff, is known for hunting big game, and he considers Spider-Man his ultimate trophy.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So it has something to do with Spider-Man.
Right.
But anyway, as we go.
Then we have The Exorcist.
No.
Which is a sequel.
Oh, it's a sequel. I was going to say it better not be a remake.
They put it as a sequel, but what is it a sequel to? But you have Paw Patrol, The Mighty Movie, The Underdogs, and another franchise that needs to just end, Saw 10.
That, I just was going to say, that is another one that needs to just stop.
Yeah.
How many ways can you, like, trick people into mutilating each other and killing themselves and whatever?
Yeah, exactly. We've learned our lesson. Leave us alone.
Right?
We're all terrible people. We get it. You don't need this to remind us you could die by mutilating each other. Ugh, stupid.
Yeah.
November, we have Dune Part 2.
I'll be interesting.
Hell, I haven't seen the first one yet. I need to see the first one.
Yeah, I didn't see the first half either. But casting, though, is really interesting.
That'll be interesting.
So,
yeah.
Who's going to get added to the part two?
Yeah.
Florence is going to be in it.
Yeah, I was just about to say Florence is in it.
Yeah. The one I'm interested in, The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Yes, I am too.
I still didn't read the book.
I haven't read the book yet either, but I'm just interested because I'm looking at the cast and Peter Dinklage is in this. This is going to be quite interesting.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, basically, it's, I think, the 10th Hunger Games is going to be in this movie, and you're apparently going to get a little bit more backstory as to how you ended up with games, like what you saw in the original trilogy of the books / four movies. Because apparently there's certain elements of the game that you see with Katniss and Peeta and all of them that didn't used to exist in the games. And apparently a few things got invented during these games. That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to be talking about, it's going to be going through the eyes of Coralina Snow. So before he became the president of Pan Am, he's a mentor.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see that one. I'm interested in that one.
Yeah. You also have Trolls 3, which...
Eh.
And then closing out November is a Walt Disney movie called Wish.
Yes.
And then for December, you have Wonka.
They need to stop making these movies. Although I am interested.
It's Timothy Chalamet, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Timothy Chalamet. And Rowan Atkinson is in this one. So I'm interested to see that. I like him. He's funny.
Yeah.
So I'll be interested to see how he does.
Yeah. You have Ghostbusters, The Afterlife 2.
Dear God, please stop making those movies.
The previous one, Ghostbusters Afterlife, did very well. So I'm interested to see how this one does.
Yeah.
The Color Purple, which is, we had discussed, is going to be based off of the musical, which the music is so powerful in the musical. It did very well on Broadway, so we'll see. Migration, and then pending on what DC decides to do, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, which I will not go and see if it is indeed.
Right.
With that person in it.
From what I've heard, they cut the scenes that this person is like down to 5 minutes of the entire movie now.
Yeah, like 5-10 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I heard that they, and spoiler alert, if you don't want to know, don't listen to this part. They might kill her off.
Dear God, I hope so.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry.
I wish they would recast just because the character is supposed to be pretty important in the Aquaman lore.
Right.
But if you're not going to recast, then yeah, you may as well just kill her off.
Yeah.
She's going to cost you a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And then some movies to be announced. Sesame Street, The Last Train to New York, Legally Blonde 3, which is throwing me for a loop.
I know. That's just what I was thinking.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was going to be a thing until they said it was going to be a thing.
I'm like, wait, what? This is happening again?
Yeah.
Is Elwood's going to be like a mom?
Maybe.
I actually kind of hope that. I want to see her as a mom. Salem's Lot, Kandar, True Haunting, and Being Mortal, among other ones that aren't as...
I'm interested in, because it's an adaptation of Salem's Lot, because I've seen, I don't really know if it's the original, but the one that was, what, back in the 90s, I think, 80s or 90s it came out, Salem's Lot. So I'll be interested to see...
What they do, yeah.
How they do with that one. And Kandahar looks interesting to me. It's about a CIA operative working in the Middle East.
Hmm.
So that'll be interesting. And you have Gerard Butler, Travis Fimmel, if you've ever seen the original Vikings.
Oh, yeah.
He played, oh, good God. The name just blanked. I just blanked on his name. He played the main character. I know that for the first 5 seasons.
Ragnar.
There you go. For the life of me, I could not think of the name of it. It's like, it's there. I'll be interested in seeing how they do that. Seeing that one.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So that's anticipated movies for 2023.
Yeah. Now I do want to go down here because there's some TV shows that are coming out that look quite interesting.
Yes.
They are rebooting Night Court. I am quite interested in seeing this because they have John Larroquette is returning into his role.
I'm interested to play that. And then it's Melissa Rauch, who's from Big Bang Theory.
Yes, is going to take over for Harry Anderson's Judge Harry Stone. So that'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm interested to see what they do with this because I loved that show when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did too. I did too. I watched it all the time. Futurama's coming out, which is the third reboot for this show. I have never really watched it. I don't know.
I used to watch Futurama. I liked it a lot, actually.
Yeah. What's coming to Hulu? What I'm interested in seeing is The Mayfair Witches.
Oh, yeah. The Anne Rice.
For AMC. It's the Anne Rice one, which this will be interesting. Another one I'm quite excited to see, and it's coming in January, is The Last of Us. It's a TV show based on a video game, a very popular video game. So I'm very interested to see how well this goes because Pedro Pascal plays Joel Miller in the game. And he's like the main. So that'll be quite interesting, I think. And it's coming out on HBO in January sometime.
Mm. Disney Plus has a couple of things. You have Agatha, Coven of Chaos.
Yes. Yeah, I was working my way down to that one.
Figured I'd help you out.
I was saying before we started recording, I'm going to be curious what exactly they're going to do in that show. Are they going to give us more backstory on Agatha before she showed up in Westview? Or are we going to be seeing what she was doing in Westview after the end of WandaVision? There's a couple different directions they could go.
I'm hoping they'll do more of a backstory with her.
Yeah.
And they'll do her origin story, I guess you could say.
It could be an origin. Yeah.
It's what I'm hoping. More like what brought her to where she was in WandaVision. What happened before that brought her to that point is what I mean.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting to see. Echo is coming and I'll be interested to see how that one goes on Disney Plus. Because we met Echo in the Hawkeye series that I've never finished watching. I admit, I have not finished watching that series. Oops.
Yeah, we'll see.
You're still better than me. I didn't even watch it yet.
And then Star Wars has a couple of shows, Ahsoka and Skeleton Crew.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
And then I'm interested in Gen V, which is a spinoff to The Boys.
Yeah, I heard about this is going to be a thing.
I'll check it out because I love The Boys, so I'm interested to see what they do with Gen V.
I'm interested in this one, Gremlin Secrets of the Mogwai.
Mm.
It's an animated prequel to the Gremlin movies. We see more Gizmo.
Yes.
Actually, no, there's another thing we kind of skipped over. I'm curious about this one, American Born Chinese. I've always heard of this graphic novel. I've just never actually read it.
Yeah, that looks interesting. It's going to be on Disney Plus.
Yeah. Michelle Yeoh is going to be in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm interested in that too.
Oh, they're bringing a new Tomb Raider.
Yeah, I know.
But it's an anime version, so with Hayley Atwell as voicing Lara Croft. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. Secret Invasion might be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Secret Invasion has a lot of potential to be really good because the actual Secret Invasion storyline in the comics was pretty big and pretty universe changing in some respects. So we'll see.
Yeah.
And I'm interested in Love and Death. It's an HBO limited series. It's going to have Elizabeth Olsen in it. Apparently, it's going to have a true crime.
Yeah, I was getting ready to talk about that one, too. It looks interesting.
We'll see what happens with that. You got Ironheart coming. Well, again, didn't MCU also say they're like rethinking things with Phase 5?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Because Phase 4 did not go over well at all.
Yeah.
It just wasn't good.
Yeah, you're throwing too many new characters at us and you're not building up on the whole multiverse thing that you were setting up. Like the beginning part of Phase 4 was doing good because it was kind of setting it up. And you're also following characters you already know with some introduction to newer characters, which is fine. Mm-hmm. If you did a thing where you have existing characters and then you have newer characters introduced in the show or the movie or whatever to give you a taster, then it makes the transition better.
Yeah. I'm thinking like Ms. Marvel, right? Now, they didn't have to do that series right away. They could have introduced her in this movie, The Marvels, and then do the series to show, hey, look, this is how she became Ms. Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like came out of left field. I'm like, who the heck is this? I didn't read the comics, so I don't know who all these characters are. And I just feel like they were throwing so many things, like you said, Liz, at least in the first really two phases, I feel like it was all set up where, okay, yeah, you can say like Guardians of the Galaxy were kind of like left field, but at least with the post credit scenes and stuff showed how they were included.
Right. In the first Guardians movie, they were all after one of the Infinity Stones. So it right. made total sense why. Plus, you had characters like Gamora and Nebula, who are two of Thanos's, you know, children.
Right.
Yeah. So it made complete sense why you had Guardians of the Galaxy thrown in there. I think a really good example would be like how in Civil War you introduced Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
And then you gave him his solo movie. So exactly. it made more sense.
Right. And same thing with Spider-Man. You introduced him in Civil War and then he got his own movie.
Yeah.
No, he had two movies before that, didn't he?
Oh, no.
Not the Tom Holland Spider-Man.
I thought he had already done Spider-Man before the Civil War came out.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
No, Civil War is the introduction to...
Underoos.
Yeah, because I think they were still trying to negotiate the contracts and everything in the background. And then once they were able to negotiate the thing with Sony, then they could throw him in it. Because they could have easily kept him out of it if it didn't go through.
Right. But yeah, so I just feel like phase four, they focused more on quantity and it showed. Like the quality of these shows weren't that great either. And it was just too much. It was Marvel overload. The brain scrambled.
Yeah, because like I said, I didn't even watch Hawkeye yet because I'm just like, this is just too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, not all the series were bad. I liked Moon Knight, but where the heck did he come from? Where is he going to fit into the story? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, great show. Bravo, but what? So we'll see. My guess is that it's all going to be the next Avengers movie. They're all going to magically show up together.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have some good albums coming out this year or next year.
Yeah.
That I'm interested in seeing. This Is Why by Paramore.
Oh, Paramore.
And this will be their first album since 2017.
I always liked Paramore.
Yes. We have Memento Mori. As we know, in May, Andy Fletcher of Depeche Mode died. But in August, the surviving band members began working on a new album. The album is Memento Mori. So that'll be interesting to see what they go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's going to be a new Blink 182 album. And it's the original three members of Blink 182.
Yes. Awesome.
Yes. And at this point, I'm just like, my childhood has come alive again.
Oh, God.
I know you guys aren't the gamers, but I'm the gamer here. But for our listeners that are big gamers, there's some really big video games hopefully coming out next year. The first one that I'm extremely excited for is Hogwarts Legacy. And it should be coming out February 10th, 2023 is supposedly the release date for this game. So we shall see. I don't know. Another one that I'm quite intrigued about is Diablo 4 is finally coming out. I know we don't like Blizzard, but they still put out a good game every now and again. So that'll be interesting. Valheim. I'm already playing Valheim, the early release of this game, and it's the full version is supposed to be coming out next year. We'll see. I'm taking that one with a grain of salt because I don't know that it's quite polished enough for them to be releasing, but we'll see. It's a good one. And Starfield. This is a huge game that people have been waiting for since 2018 from Bethesda Studios, and it is supposedly coming out sometime in 2023. I've seen gameplay trailers of it and it looks absolutely breathtaking and looks like it's going to be so much fun. You get to fly your own spaceship.
Hmm.
Yay!
That does sound pretty cool, actually.
It's a single player game that I know of. And this looks like it's just going to be absolutely phenomenal. I've got high hopes for this one. I'm really hoping they don't let us all down with it, but we'll see.
Only time will tell.
Exactly. Time will tell. There's other ones that are coming that look good. A new Assassin's Creed is coming, Mirage. We'll see how well that works. I like Assassin's Creed, but we'll see. The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom is the sequel to Breath of the Wild. So that'll be interesting. Skull and Bones is another one that's coming out. We'll see if it actually comes out. It's a pirate adventure. Looks interesting. You get to have your own pirate ship. So cool. That looks interesting. We'll see. So there's a lot of good stuff that is hopefully coming out next year.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting things coming out for 23 that can make things really good.
Yeah, it'd be an exciting year for entertainment in all aspects.
All sorts of it.
So let us know what you think, what you're excited for. Did we miss anything? Obviously, we focused a lot more on movies, but, you know, what TV show that you're excited to see? I know I'm also excited for, like, You to come back because, you know, I'm obsessed with that show. But if there's any shows that we missed, any albums that are coming out that we missed, or video games, let us know and shoot us a message.
I know there's a couple of more coming out that are video game wise are hopefully going to be good. Ark 2 is supposed to be coming out sometime in 2023. We'll see. Diesel is actually going to be a part of Ark 2. It's an open world survivor game with dinosaurs.
Hmm.
And then there's another one coming out that's an MMORPG. It's called Nightingale. We don't really know anything about when it's going to be released. It's probably not going to be released for at least another year or two, but we'll see. I'll keep people updated as I find out information on Nightingale as to when it may or may not be coming out.
There you go. All right.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Catch us next time.
And see what we're going to talk about.
Because the three fates decide.
Are you ready to wow your friends with trivia tidbits about your favorite books and authors? Join me, Jess.
And me, Rachel.
On our new Book Trivia Podcast.
Each episode, we kick off with some fun book trivia, then dive into our featured read with plenty of juicy behind-the-scenes insights.
If you love books, authors, and a side of silliness, then why not give us a listen?
Find us at booktriviapodcast.com or on Reddit, Instagram, and Substack, where we are Book Trivia Podcast.